Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for joining me today. So we are in February, and February is Children's Dental Health Month. And my guest today, if she has been on the show before, is Lori Wood. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
Good. February is my favorite month.
I know, but you do your job 12 months out of the year, correct?
That is correct.
And so for those of you that may have never heard Lori on our show, she is she works for our Together for Health Dental Clinic, and she is the senior dental hygienist as well as the community dental health coordinator. Wow, that's a mouthful.
It certainly is.
And you really do your job well, I will tell you. And so tell our audience a little bit about the Together for Health Dental Clinic, you know, who it serves, because I know it's children and adults, but you work mainly with children, don't you?
Well, we do work with adults and children. Children are my favorite to work with. We serve Wayne, Pike, Lackawanna.
The Carbondale area, right?
The Carbondale mm-hmm. area. We are just have great dental centers and great dental staff that we are super excited, especially when the children's come in.
Right. So as your, you know, as your role as the senior hygienist, but more so the community outreach person, you do a lot of services in the community, correct?
Yes, I do. Not just for children, but for adults as well. Being out in the community is a huge, important thing for the community to talk about oral health and dental health, because a lot of times people just don't understand why they should come to the dentist and all the health concerns. So it's really nice to be able to get out into the community and provide those services.
Right. And I think, you know, one point we want to bring out today, yes, it's Children's Dental Health Month, is really, when do you get your children started, you know, at the dentist or even just with oral care?
Yeah, it's, people will always be surprised, because it's technically as soon as their first tooth comes in or by the age of one, which sometimes that shocks people. Like, what are you going to do? They're so young. They're so little. They don't hardly have any teeth. What do you do then?
Right. So, you know, getting them started early can prevent, you know, problems later on in life too, correct? With their teeth and mouth. And
exactly. But the big thing is it's a lot of education on the parent, especially first-time moms. They're not sure when they should start brushing their teeth. Can they use toothpaste? What are they allowed to eat? What about the pacifier? So those questions and concerns that we are able to educate and help our parents out on taking care of their children's teeth.
Right. And even like floral, you know, supplements, fluoride supplements for children. When should you not? Correct.
Correct. And when they're young like that, what you want to do is you want to get the fluoride and vitamins from your primary care doctor, because instead of having them try to take two supplements, you only want them to have one. Mm-hmm. But the big thing that the questions that I always ask the parent is, how are you doing about brushing their teeth? And most of the time they say their kids don't like it at all.
So what suggestions do you have for parents out there listening? Like, you should make it fun, right?
Exactly. You should make it fun. I know a lot of times you wind up holding them down, and that's only going to aggravate the child even more. I always tell parents, you don't have to do it in the bathroom, or you don't have to do it over the sink. How about in the bathtub when they're taking a bath and they're playing around? Get that toothbrush in there then. You know, while they're watching their favorite cartoon on television, you can brush their teeth then.
Right. So, you know, all of these little hints. And so if you know, a parent is out there listening and, you know, they have a young child that they want to start coming into the dentist, you go over all of these things when they come in, right? And more. So when they come for a visit to the office, what would they expect?
Yeah. People are always surprised, because they're like, what can you do with a little one? They're going to be screaming. Actually, that's fine if they start screaming, because their mouth is open. I can see everything. We're not in there for very long, so they will be screaming and carrying on, but it's okay. Sometimes I just have to pacify the parent and say, it's okay, don't worry about it, don't get anxious about it. We just do a toothbrushing that young, take a look at their teeth, see if everything's developing as it's supposed to, and just, you know, be able to educate the parent and if their parent has any concerns. Because a lot of times parents are like, well, these teeth are coming in crooked. It's fine. Everything will work out later on.
Right, right. And so it's not always important to jump the gun, but just be aware and kind of have the reassurance that everything is progressing normally with their child and their mouth, correct?
Exactly. Because every child is different. You know, they have 2-year molars, and people are like, well, they're already 3 and they don't have them yet. It's okay. They'll come. Don't worry about it.
I know. I remember, like, all my children had started their teeth early, but, you know, some of their cousins did not. So each and every child is different.
Exactly. And you can't worry about that. And that's the reason why you come to the dentist, so that you can say, hey, is this normal? Is this okay? Is this not normal? And right. That's what we're here for.
Right. And, you know, something else we talked about before we started recording the show is, you know, a dental home / family role model, correct? How important is that?
Yeah, a dental home is very important. People always think about their medical home and not their dental home. Their dental home is very important because we can catch things early on, and in some cases, not necessarily all children, but adults, we can see things in your mouth that may be linked to a medical issue or a problem. So it's really important coming to see the dentist at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the family is a big thing too, because if you're healthy and happy and your teeth are doing really well, that's going to transform into your child as well.
Right. And when your child sees you brushing your teeth, you know, flossing your teeth and doing it twice a day, they want to mimic you, don't they? They want to be just like you.
Exactly. And a lot of times, especially if I have somebody that's in the chair that's pregnant and almost due, I remind them, we start seeing kids, you know, as soon as their first tooth comes in or by the time they're one, I'll give them a toothbrush, and I also give them a baby toothbrush as well, because they're going to be using that.
Right. And that's you know, another important point is to use the proper toothbrush for the proper age and the softness or whatever, right? And those are things that you would recommend.
Right. And as we were talking before about sometimes when the child is screaming or doesn't let you like to brush, there's a couple of areas in their mouth. There's a little tissue right above their lip. That's very, very sensitive. So sometimes the parent is just brushing a little too hard, and that area starts hurting the child. They can't tell you, hey, mom, that hurts, stop it.
Right, because they're not talking yet. But that's their reaction, the hesitation, that may be an alert for the parent that maybe doing it a little softer or, you know, not touching that area, correct?
Right, exactly. And for when you come every 6 months, you can ask the dental provider any questions, any concerns, anything that we can help you with.
Right, and that's a good point that you talked about. So, you know, you get the initial visit, and usually most recommendations out there is to see a dentist or a hygienist every 6 months, correct?
Correct, yeah. And like I said, the first appointments are pretty easy, especially when they're young. Until they start getting more teeth and we may have to take x-rays, it's still okay. It's still easy. It's a little uncomfortable. But the child is also used to coming and seeing us every 6 months. And so they're used to, they know exactly what's going to happen, and they're used to somebody being in their mouth.
Correct, correct. And again, it's just that routine that is so important for them. You know, we still have some time left, but if someone needs to jump off or can't listen anymore, what phone number should they call if they're interested in making an appointment for the Together for Health Dental?
Our Honesdale office is 570-251-6534. Unfortunately, I don't know what the Pike office number is, but if you call the Honesdale office, they can transfer you to the Pike office. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I know we can't keep all those numbers in our head sometimes. You know, another important thing that you do that I really want the community to know is you do outreach in the schools, also, right? And you provide in school dental checks.
Yes, I provide preventative services. I go to Wayne Highland School District and Wong Paul Peck School District for kids kindergarten through eight. I already went to Wayne Highlands, but I will be going once the weather becomes nicer to the Wall and Paul Peck School District. And that's really nice because I can provide the preventative services there, which would be cleanings, x-rays, fluoride, and if a student needs sealants, I can place sealants there as well.
Right, and that's part of your role, you know, with your specialties that you can go and do those things in the schools.
Correct. I'm a public health dental hygiene practitioner, so that allows me to go off site in certain locations to provide preventative services without a dentist present. It's really hard for the dentists to come into the schools because they all have their own schedules that they're working with, where the hygienist is a little bit easier.
Right, right. And again, so when you're in there, you know, doing the cleanings and doing the evaluations, and if you see something that that needs maybe a little bit further assistance, you would refer them to a dentist, correct?
That is correct. So the forms that we have, it will check off exactly what was done today, and if they need urgent care or if they just need to come in to have their dental exam, all of that is on there, and I usually try to contact the parent as well to let them know exactly what was done and if they needed other care. And it's really great because also I work very close with the school nurses who also will contact the parent as well.
Right, right. So it's a very, you know, it's a connection between the parent, the child, and us as the provider.
Exactly.
Which is so important. And the schools, obviously. I know I just had a question and it just popped out of my head. Could you imagine to do that? So what else would you like to share with our audience today about, you know, the Together for Health Dental Clinic?
Well, the big thing is, you know, making sure that at home you're doing what you're supposed to be doing is brushing twice a day, flossing daily, and making sure that you're eating and drinking the right foods as well. Anything that is sugary, I won't be, there's a chance that you can get tooth decay. So you really have to watch that and watch your child, especially the older ones like that can go in the refrigerator and take whatever they want. That is something you really want to pay attention to.
Exactly. Now, what I remembered my question. The Together for Health Dental Clinic is under our community health centers, which are what we call the federally qualified health centers, which provide services for individuals who don't have dental insurance or have dental insurance, but more so the individuals that don't. We have a sliding scale fee and we work with individuals, right?
Correct. Because we are a community health center, we're here to help the community. So if somebody does not have insurance or has insurance that doesn't cover everything, we do have the sliding fee that is available. We also will do everything in our power to help you, like with payment plans, anything like that. We're here for the community and we want to see you. We want you. Dental services are expensive and we understand that. And we try to make our prices reasonable because we're here for the community.
Right, right. And again, so if anyone's listening and says, oh, I can't afford to go to the dentist, you can. We will work with you, the community, the Together for Health Dental Clinics. Like I said, they're under the community health centers. They will work with you. They will, you know, set up, you know, the financial part, and we have individuals that do that, correct?
Right. The ladies from Outreach and Enrollment, they're great. They help everybody with applying for sliding fee. And in some cases, somebody might be eligible for medical assistance or some type of other insurance. So they're great knowing that.
Right, right. So again, we're here for you as a community.
Yes, so please come. Please come and bring your children. This is my favorite time of year. I love to work with the kids. I like to educate the kids. I like to educate the parents. There may be some singing and dancing in my room sometimes.
I want to get that on video and we could show that one day, right? Well, Lori, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time and all the information that you shared.
Thank you, Carol, and I appreciate it too.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Waymemorial Community Health Manager. I'm going to thank you for listening and have a great day.